In the wake of a mod revolt on Reddit over the sacking of popular AMA coordinator Victoria Taylor, Reddit CEO Ellen Pao acknowledged that the company screwed up, and she promised to try harder. Joining us to talk about all this is TechCrunch writer Sarah Burr, Mother Jones reporter Josh Harkinson, and Newsweek reporter Polly Mossens. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now, Sarah, let's start with you. Ellen Pao admitted that she or they, Reddit, screwed up. So what is her understanding about what they did wrong?
So, well, that depends on who you ask, right? So if you ask Reddit or if you look at the apology, it looks like they admitted that they didn't listen to the community on a number of issues. And the apology included things that they would do to rectify the situation. They included that they would add new tools for moderators, that they would set two different kind moderators, developers in place to help with moderators. There are a number of things that they have promised. But if you ask the community, depending on who you ask, some part of the community looks like they're happy that there was finally an acknowledgement that there was something wrong and that they apologized. The rest of them, a lot of Redditors don't seem to believe that this is actually going to fix anything. They're still upset about the dismissal of Victoria Taylor, who was in charge of Reddit's Ask Me Anything. Yeah, so there's still a lot of ways to go, but it really depends on who you ask.
Yeah, so as we continue to move around the room here, jumping over to Josh with a quick question. Josh, from where you sit, what really triggered this in the first place? Can you rewind a little bit for those who have not heard the background on how this all came about in terms of, boom, this big story and then the fallout?
Well, the timing was kind of weird. I mean, you know, I was on this AMA with Jesse Jackson and Victoria Taylor the day before she was fired. And, you know, it was a pretty contentious AMA. You know, there were a lot of trolls and a lot of racist comments and, you know, some people who had posted in white power groups that are on Reddit had also come to this thread and started posting here. And so, you know, it was a bit rocky. And then I find out, you know, the next day that Taylor was fired. And there was a lot of speculation on Reddit that it was related to the Jackson AMA. So, you know, I talked to Jackson's folks and I talked to Reddit, and they both say there wasn't a relationship there. And I tend to believe them, but it hasn't kind of quelled that rumor. And I think that is because, in part, you know, Jackson's focus on diversity issues in Silicon Valley sort of dovetails with Powell's suit against Kleiner Perkins and her own focus on women in tech. And, you know, she's been cracking down on harassment at Reddit. And so these things all kind of snowball together. But really, you know, Taylor hasn't called me back. So, you know, I don't know what her point of view is, but, you know, I have to take it at face value right now that the Jackson AMA was not a significant factor.
Now, Josh, just to follow up on that, now, this Jesse Jackson AMA, you know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of racist comments and so on. And for anybody who's familiar with AMAs, that's essentially the kind of thing that one can expect. I think that there's a lot of kind of anti-Jesse Jackson sediment on Reddit that could be classified in different ways. So some of it is just racism, right? For people who frequent the racist boards, one of which was eliminated, most of which have not been eliminated. They're still full up and running. Some of them are, you know, serious but strong disagreement with Jesse Jackson and his career. And, you know, he's been accused of being an opportunist and other things like that. And, you know, some of it is, you know, positive, constructive, and all the rest. So is this issue around AMAs another contentious one for the community? In other words, it seems to me that it would make a lot of sense to just not, you know, have a system that doesn't allow racist questions to be asked in the first place. Is there any changes afoot in Reddit to get the AMAs a little bit more civil?
Well, I mean, as you point out, Mike, you know, this was kind of standard practice. This was not an unusual AMA in that respect. And, you know, that's kind of the culture of Reddit. I mean, you know, it's sort of an anything goes free speech at all costs environment. And I don't see that significantly changing without serious pushback from the Reddit community. I mean, even Powell's limited steps to address this by banning, like, clearly egregious subreddits, you know, led to significant pushback. And in light of, you know, the current situation with this full-scale revolt, it doesn't strike me as now. I don't think now is the time for Reddit to try that.
Thank you, Josh. Hey, Polly, jumping on over to you. I am starting to hear some chatter about this quote-unquote petition drive. Can you describe that to us? What exactly does that involve at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. So that actually started a couple weeks ago before all of this unfolded. Now it's up to over 150,000 signatures. The petition calls basically for Ellen Powell to be removed. Removed no matter what, no questions asked, we have to get rid of her. Obviously, it was started because of some of the issues that Josh mentioned over time. People were interested in that to begin with before. Now it's really moved into just an issue of Ellen being related to this moderator problem. They basically see a lot of the executives at Reddit as kind of against the moderators, which just isn't productive for Reddit, and it's not productive for the moderators. But that's really what it's like right now. It's sort of you versus me. They're really having a hard time working together. And I think the executives are more at fault there. They really have put up kind of a big glass wall, and they have to rely on the moderators for providing free labor to actually keep their website running.
Now, Polly, I think it's as far as I can tell, she's leaving. She's gonna be shuffled out of that company, and the reason is that she's only the interim CEO. She was there temporarily from the beginning, just until they find a permanent CEO. In order for her to become to stick around, that would involve the Reddit founders and board, et cetera, to actually hire her as the permanent CEO. I don't see that happening. That would be just a disaster, I think, if they did that. So she's leaving, as far as I'm concerned.
And I think right now that would be a long shot. Yeah, I would totally agree with you. Right now, certainly a long shot. I think probably she might try to discuss things. She might try to at least smooth it over. So when she leaves, it's comfortable. It's not as really tense as it is right now.
Well, I think... Hey, go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I got to follow up in terms of the financial model here. Now, as we've covered, a lot of this moderation is free labor. And yet Reddit, at best, I think, is break even, correct me if I'm wrong, but may, in fact, actually be losing money. You know, Sarah, from your vantage point, what does this say about their business model and or whether or not they can scale this thing as the moderators are all up in arms? Any clues there as to what may be going on with the model?
Yeah, so... this is a little bit tricky, right? So Ellen was brought in specifically. So Yishan Wang was brought in. He, the former CEO, was brought in for growth, and there was a lot of discussion about profit back then. Then Ellen took over when Yishan stepped down, however you want to look at that, because they were trying to relocate Reddit employees. So there's a lot of pressure on Reddit to make a profit, especially after pulling in $50 million. There's a lot of pressure. The problem is they were given that money, from my understanding, they were given that money because of the growth and because they have, 170 million visitors, uniques every month. But they haven't been profitable yet. So there's a lot of pressure to make them profitable. But in order to do that, Reddit's been trying to clean up its act, and that's been changing everything, and that's been make a lot of people mad. So I don't know. That's very problematic for the model that they were built on to turn into something that is going to be profitable for the company. And I'm not really sure how they do that without losing an audience or changing something.
We're having some audio problems there. I think it might be related to your microphone, Sarah. Now, quick question for you, Sarah. One final quick question. What's the one thing that you think that should be done at Reddit that would fix kind of this larger issue of moderator unhappiness, lack of revenue, et cetera? What would you advise Reddit to do at this point?
Oh, man. well, that's a tough one.
And if you get it right, you win the prize of becoming the new CEO of Reddit. Right.
Yeah, I get it right. I get to be the CEO. So that's a tough question, because it was built on this sort of free speech, anything goes, you can do what you want. And it had massive growth based on that, right? But they never pulled in a profit on that. So now there's immense pressure to pull in a profit based on this community that's just huge, but was built for something completely different. How you switch that up, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to change a lot of things and somehow figure out a way to continue the growth that they've had.
Josh, same question. How would you fix Reddit?
Well, you know, I think obviously the first step is building better relationships with the mods. And once you have that trust in place and they feel like they're part of the process of evolving Reddit, then potentially you could start to change things. You know, I could see a place, if they could get to that place of mutual trust, then maybe they could start to make incremental steps whereby empowering the mods more to crack down on, you know, egregious speech in a way that's sort of commensurate with the culture of Reddit, they can slowly begin to improve things.
All right. Good answer. And Polly, we'll let you finish up by telling us how you would fix Reddit or what advice you'd give Reddit.
Oh, man. Well, for starters, I would like to host her own AMA. I think people are really hoping for that right now. I think beyond that, there also needs to be kind of a liaison. And Victoria was taking on that role of someone between the moderators and the company. But I think there needs to be another position created, someone that basically just helps smooth this over, not just the AMA person, but an entirely different job, or really maybe an entirely different department, someone that can really build the trust, maybe even hire moderators to do it, kind of bridge that gap. It would certainly cost money, but it might save them from revolt.